Yeah, I mean, some terrible decisions today. But in a way, I feel sorry for the referee. The first one, the players cheated there, really. That's the only word I can use. And the referee, because Scotty's gone to the ground, he's pulled out of it. You can see on the replay, it's definitely not a penalty. But he's conned by the player. I think very hard for him. I have plenty of sympathy for that. But we had two penalties in the second half, we felt. One, Huddleston, just before their third goal on Christian, which was a trip. And then Dawson was all over Christian when we were 3-2 down as well. So a lot of decisions, and the analysts can make of them what they will. Mm. In terms of the commitment of the two teams, couldn't be underestimated. Both sides full throttle, trying to win the game. Some mistakes in the game, which is probably why Hull are where they are and where we are. And in all of that was probably one of the best performances from a wide player you're going to see all year, and a goal that was probably a contender for goal of the season. He was absolutely unstoppable, Wilf, today.
A lot is said about world-class skill, but that finish from Wilfred Zaha, stepping from one foot to the other, and that finish was world-class, wasn't it?
Well, you know, I think there's a bit of thing with Alan Shearer about world-class. I'm not going to go down that line, but look, he's got the whole team in front of him, really, and he's took them all on. And there's not many players who can do that. But all game, forget about the goal, it was sublime. The whole game, he was brilliant. And England, I've had conversations with Gareth, really are making a mistake. They let this boy slip through, in my opinion. He was outstanding today.